Friday is the first day families can apply for seats in CMS magnet schools and some charter schools for the coming school year. WFAE education reporter Andas Helms reports on why the school choice season starts so early and what it means for families.
On a recent Saturday morning, John and Elena Milkey loaded up their two sons and drove from Huntersville to Uptown Charlotte to check out schools for four-year-old Jack.
You decide ultimately to go EMT or senior year?
Hundreds of people were streaming through the Wells Fargo atrium, learning about Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools' magnet programs. For first-timers like the Milkeys, it was a bit overwhelming.
You know, we're new to the whole signing kids up to school, so it's just confusing to navigate, like, what happens with the lotteries and trying to get them into a program, and if they don't get into a program, where we go from there.
The first quarter of the current school year just ended, but yes, it's time to get serious about scoping out schools for 2020. In fact, the Milkeys discovered that they probably should have started last year to give Jack a better shot at the district's popular Montessori magnets. The Montessori program is the only magnet in CMS that starts with pre-kindergarten. That means kids who get in as four-year-olds have priority to stay on in kindergarten.
Start earlier.
That's Elena Milkey's advice to other parents.
So I feel like there's just a lot of research to do on the schools, a lot of options, and to start talking to parents and neighbors and friends as much as you can about schools.
Today's school choice scene is highly competitive, and that drives the application schedule. When CMS rolled out its system of neighborhood schools and magnets more than 15 years ago, the choice fair and application period were in January, and students got their assignments in March. Akeisha Craven-Howell, the assistant superintendent in charge of student assignment, said parents told CMS that was too late.
What we are hearing from families who are considering choices outside of CMS is that they often have to commit in the late January to mid-February timeframe. And because they weren't finding out about their CMS choices until much later, they weren't able to make the most informed choice.
One of those options is charter schools. A decade ago, there were only a handful in the region, but they've proliferated since the state lifted the 100-school cap in 2011. This year, Mecklenburg students are enrolled in 54 charter schools in Mecklenburg and surrounding counties. Unlike school districts, charter schools routinely take students across county lines. Lake Norman Charter School in Huntersville is one of the region's oldest, originally providing middle and high school classes. 3 years ago, it added elementary grades. Lake Norman starts taking applications Friday and will do a lottery in February, with parents watching anxiously in person or online. The school's superintendent, Shannon Stein, says last year 6,000 children landed on the waiting list, a number that almost certainly included some students who were also on other magnet and charter lists. Stein says the array of charter, district, and private choices is great for families, but confusing.
They all have different time frames and processes, so it's important that parents kind of identify what areas they think they want to apply to, and then educate themselves on how to not miss those windows.
Many private schools in the Charlotte area consider October 1st the start of their application season, and that process often starts when children are 3 years old, shooting for transitional kindergarten as four-year-olds. Unlike district and charter schools, private schools require a deposit from families who want to lock in a seat. Despite the rise in free competition, Lisa Knight of Providence Day School says there's no slump in demand. Providence Day is part of an association of six private schools, including some of Charlotte's most expensive and selective ones.
I think we would all agree that we've seen an uptick in applications, particularly in this younger demographic. And I think that is something that not every region of the country is seeing.
CMS has responded to the competition by adding more options of its own. 67 of the district's 175 schools will host magnet programs in 2020. Including a new math, science, and technology school opening in the Ray Farms area of South Charlotte. Other themes include foreign language immersion, arts, international baccalaureate, and college-based high schools. Niraj Bhatt took his two daughters to the CMS Choice Fair. He learned that his youngest could start learning Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People in a leadership magnet that starts in kindergarten at Myers Park and Elizabeth Traditional Schools.
I think it's the hardest thing is like just making up your mind. There are some good number of options there. Yeah, it's more like walking into a restaurant, but just figuring out what you want to order and what you want to eat that day. So, yeah.
Chanel Camp took her rising kindergartner to one choice fair for charter and private schools, then came back to check out CMS a week later. She learned that most of the Montessori seats have already been claimed by children whose parents enrolled them for pre-kindergarten last year. But she was also intrigued by the STEM magnets. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. and is glad to have tuition-free options for her son.
I went to a private school in middle school, so I was kind of hoping to get that same experience for him in a public school setting.
For parents who are just realizing it's time to get serious about 2020, don't panic. The CMS Magnet Lottery is taking applications through December 13th, and it doesn't matter how early you apply. In late December, CMS will let families know whether their children got into the magnet schools they applied for. There's still plenty of time to apply for charter and private schools, too. And other nearby districts, including Union, Gaston, and Iredell-Statesville, also offer magnet schools. Families should check individual schools and districts for deadlines and details. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.